I'm Maggie Dawn. He is Fancy Brian Kelly. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Friday. We're talking about something that's not so happy. As I'm certain many or most of you are aware, Donald Trump was at a wreath-laying ceremony on Monday at Arlington National Cemetery. One of his campaign staffers got into effectively, by all reporting, pushed one of Arlington National Cemetery's staffers who had gone up to the campaign worker to remind them that they are not permitted to take campaign photos or videos in Section 60. This is federal law. It's been federal law forever. Not forever, but since they created this special Section 60, it is well known. In fact, there have been earlier controversies, specifically with Senator John McCain, when he had run for president. So this is well known. And after word got out about this, the Trump campaign, first of all, didn't apologize, didn't fire the staffer who shoved someone. Like, what? I'm sorry, physical violence in your workplace is now fine, I guess? Not only did accuse the staffer of being, quote, having a mental health episode and being a, quote, despicable individual, dishonoring the men and women of our armed forces. They doubled down. Trump put out a TikTok video specifically that is a campaign video attacking Joe Biden using footage from Arlington. Corey Lewandowski, who works for the campaign, posted photos of it. Oh, by the way, Trump standing on by a gravesite, smiling, giving the thumbs up. I mean, a screw loose, despicable, dishonoring, it goes on and on. Oh, and one of the reasons that I mentioned before why this is illegal is because you can capture images of the gravestones of other fallen service members. And that can be traumatizing for a family, especially when being used to advance a political agenda of a particular candidate. Imagine your family member had made the ultimate sacrifice to our country and you don't support the candidate that's taking a photo for their campaign with your loved one's gravestone in the photo. And indeed, that's exactly what happened to Sergeant Andrew Marcassano's family. He was a Green Beret who died by suicide in 2020. His grave appeared in Donald Trump's TikTok video. And when contacted, his family said they had no idea his gravestone was visible. They had not given permission. Absolutely ridiculous. The campaign, also making matters worse, first claimed that Arlington had given them permission. Of course, Arlington could not. There is a federal law. I mean, lying, blaming others, casting aspersions, not taking accountability. Any other workplace that I know of, those are all fireable offenses. What do you think? Cindy from Appleton, welcome. What are your thoughts this afternoon?
Well, two things. First of all, why in God's name would any family of a veteran invite that man who has disrespected veterans over and over again to any kind of a veteran affair, period? And number two, are we not surprised? I mean, we're talking about a man who's a criminal, who is a felon, who doesn't understand that he needs to abide by the laws, by the rest of us. And I hope that some of these people whose cemetery information shows up in these TikTok videos actually do file a lawsuit, because I don't understand why the other ones aren't being pursued.
Yeah, thanks so much, Cindy. I can accept that families have the right to mourn their loved ones, to go to that cemetery. Mr. Trump is a former president, though I agree with everything that Cindy said about Mr. Trump's behavior, his disregard, disrespect, dishonoring of every service member, including those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. I agree with all of that, but I also respect the families of those fallen soldiers, their right to invite him to join them if they wish to do so. But what is not permitted is this kind of exploitation. And then when called on it, when you have done something so wrong, it's not just the taking of the pictures and the video, it's a physical altercation, your absolute lack of any remorse and your attacking of someone who works at Arlington National Cemetery. Just disgusting. Steve from Madison said this, the definition of disgrace, not one redeeming quality in that. I wish this guy would disappear and the press would stop trying to normalize him. This is gross. As we talked about yesterday, he's been posting things about Kamala Harris that have sexual innuendo. He seems to be obsessed with that. It's just vile, disgusting, inappropriate. Joe from Madison, what do you have to say this afternoon?
I think it's appalling and also amazing that this hasn't gone farther. I had four questions to ask you that are kind of a legal situation here. The first one I would ask, and I'll ask my questions and take the answer off the air. First off, Trump committed a crime. We have the evidence that he broke federal law by using this situation, taking photos, videotape, and putting it out there as campaign material. So it is a violation of the law without question. So the first question I would have is the evidence that we can see on TikTok, that's evidence enough, isn't it, to charge a crime? The second question I would ask is if he has committed a crime, and it seems to be that, isn't he out on bail? And wasn't the deal that if you commit another crime, then the bail is revoked? The third question I would ask is this person who was the employee who was pushed down, as I understand, a woman who was pushed down, I understand that there is a law that says assaulting a federal officer in performance of their duties is also a felony. So why is that not separate item be looked at? And it's not enough that the woman says, I don't want to press charges. It seems to me that Arlington National Cemetery should be insisting that charges are go forward. And then the last thing I would ask is this idea that the employee said, okay, I'm not going to press charges. That's not enough, I don't think. What about us? It is our cemetery. And
yeah, Joe, I got to jump in there because we're running out of time. I'm going to quickly answer your questions. I think the simplest answer is I suspect, though I do not know, and this is just me guessing here, that the law prohibiting this kind of taking of photos and video is not a criminal law. It's a civil regulation that prohibits it. The question of assault is a separate one. And again, you want to talk about two legal systems? Yeah. There's the legal system and the rules that exist almost everywhere for rich white guys and their allies. And then there's the rules for everybody else. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by Fred Gutenberg, father of Jamie, who died in the Parkland school shooting. I urge you to stay put to listen to our conversation. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back in just a minute.
It's a disgrace what's happening.